Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Memorial Day weekend edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers coming at you live from Corbett, Oregon. And I want to kick off today. We don't have a guest. Instead, you guys, we all get to be the guests. And I finally feel like that I'm over this head congestion thing, so my voice sounds, I think, 100% back to normal. I do not understand why it took me so long to get this cut out. I think we're developing in our culture today these odd strains of bacteria that just kind of want to latch on and don't let go. But so anyways, it's good to have the normal voice back. Want to talk about today what we can do. We're 5 months going into our 6 months of a new system, a new standard of NECN, one that focuses more on a customer-driven base, and I'm watching the numbers of certain people that, you know, key people that we're working with on a weekly and a monthly basis that are part of the mentoring program, watching how the accumulation of customers and the, not the loss so much, but the number of consultants going down. We're not assessing them or growing our business through consultants, but through customer base, watching the personal volume, especially the qualified personal volume numbers go up, which has really been cool, because I know when I look at those numbers, I know that the financial gain for those of us who are consultants who decided to do this as a business, that's going to go up by an additional 25%. So that makes it kind of fun, because when you look at all the numbers, like, you know, take for example the new bars. You may not think that's a big deal, but when you show somebody how to put those on auto ship, we automatically make, you know, an additional 25% if they're a customer, but they save 25%. So it's a win-win for all of us, you know, as we grow our business that way. One of the things I want to talk about today is, you know, when we're servicing our customers, you know, taking care of them, that the number one rule of thumb when it comes to customers is that if we don't take care of them, somebody else will. And I can't tell you how many people, I talked to a gentleman, it was a few weeks ago, who said, you know, you're the third person that I attempted to contact, and you're the only one who has followed up, who has called me back. And this is a person who is brand new to me. I had no, you know, prior contact or relationship with this person, but they were reaching out. They wanted to become a customer. They wanted to order some things. I think if I remember correctly, they were consultant years ago. But that is one of those key things. And one of the ways we can do this, and this is a brand new thing that just came online a couple weeks ago, want to make you aware of it, not only for ourselves, but also specifically for our customers and those who are taking advantage of the PIMAG waterfall system, that when they're utilizing AutoShip, that they can basically get a waterfall filter for free, because the waterfall filters are $34, even on AutoShip, for customers. For us, they cost $27 if we, you know, order them outright on AutoShip. But for customers and customers only, and this is one of those things to remind folks that, hey, when you're, you know, every 3 months you need to be replacing that filter, but here's a great deal for you and only for customers, that you can get three for the price of two. The three-pack is $76.50. Now, if you do the math, you know, 34 times three, that's, 102. Am I doing that math correctly? So $76 versus $102 is quite a significant saving. Now, up front, you're spending money and then having filters set. But how long are they really sending you? I mean, that's kind of irrelevant. But item code 138451. Again, 138451. It's a six-digit item code or SKU number. And it's only available for customers and only available via AutoShip. You won't even see it in the shopping cart for consultants or for consultants in AutoShip, only for customers taking advantage of AutoShip. And so it's a significant savings. And for, again, for those AutoShip, for those customers that are utilizing AutoShip, this is a great thing to throw on there. Obviously, you wouldn't want to be on ordering one of these every 3 months like we normally would, but it saves on shipping. I mean, this is a win-win in so many different ways. It saves on shipping. They end up getting a waterfall filter for free, which is a win-win. And I think the biggest thing that I try to focus on is I was talking with one of our customers last night whose filter was long overdue, and she's been traveling quite a bit lately. But she said, Vance, can you just order one of those for me and I'll pay you for it? I said, absolutely. So in placing our auto ship underneath of our daughter, I just added one more to it and called her last night, and she's still not home, so she's not even drinking out of her waterfall. And I said, hey, when you get back home, give me a call, and I'll get this up to you, or you can swing by, and let's get your, unit up and running. And then I piggybacked on that and said, you're traveling a lot. You really need to get one of our bottles, because she's down in Arizona right now. And she said, bottled water is getting to be expensive, man. So I said, yeah, I can't believe you're even paying for that. So figuring out what the needs are, she's not utilizing anything else from Nikon at this point as far as consumables, but just the water. And as I, conversed with her and we were talking about what her needs are as a customer, I couldn't help but think that this is the opportunity, especially as we're going into the warmer months. Some of us are already experiencing warm. People are going to be consuming more water. And this is one of the key reasons why we need to be talking about water. She even brought up that, I remember that bottle from a couple years ago, and I couldn't even squeeze it. And I said, well, you had a bottle before Nikon upgraded to the bottles we have now. And I explained, they're easier to squeeze, and they got rid of the little check valve in the top and all the benefits of it, the features of it. And she said, oh, okay, yeah, I definitely need to get one of those. And those are the conversations. So as we head into the summer and we're thinking about customer base, what are some of the things? I know for us, we have a wonderful porch that overlooks the Columbia River Gorge and with a great view, and the sunsets are just magnificent on most evenings. Sometimes if there's no little, stratospheric clouds, that it's not as exciting or not as, breathtaking. But either way, sunsets on our porch, as long as the mosquitoes aren't bad, then they're wonderful. So I've already told several people that, hey, and I send them a text and say, hey, here's what we're looking forward to. Let's get a date on the calendar, have you over. And my intention, some of these people are not Nikon savvy at all, but my intention is to talk about that, to segue that in and say, let's take a look at what are you doing for wellness? What are you doing for self-care? So not all of us have a porch, okay, with great sunsets. So what are some of the things that we can do as more people are outside, they're active, they're going around this weekend alone, more people are going to planned, scheduled barbecues for Memorial Day. We've got a high school graduation on Sunday evening and that we're serving refreshments at. Always, there's more activities in the summertime. People are out doing yard work, summer projects, tackling that thing. So if you live in a neighborhood, you're going to see more people outside. There's more of an opportunity to connect with them. At the same time, there are more and more people, statistically, that are doing things, and they're going to discover that they're not as young as they used to be. And those aches and pains will, come with doing extracurricular activities. So let's open it up. I want to hear from folks, from you guys, what are some of the things that you're planning on that you're looking forward to this summer to enable you to connect with more people? Star 5 will do absolutely nothing. Star 6 on your phone line We'll put you in live. Don't be shy. Don't think that, oh, this is a silly, goofy idea that nobody else will want to know. Oh, you'd be pleasantly surprised how many great ideas are out there, that things that we're doing that we may think that's not that big of a deal, that other people think, oh, you know, I never even thought about that. So, who wants to go first? Again, star 6 on your phone line will make you live so everybody can hear you rather than just yourself.
Dan?
Yes.
This is Winona.
Good morning again, Winona.
Good morning. On the right line this time. I like the two questions that you posed. I'm learning how to work with questions and listening in a way that I wasn't doing it before. And
give us an example of working with questions and listening.
Well,
that's working.
I like things that you asked as a conversation starter. What are you doing for wellness? What are you doing for self care? And what we're hearing in the news more and more is that, you know, no medications, aren't working. Do you read, go to PubMed and look at anything? And they're saying, that people really need to do more for themselves, all the things that Grandma told us. And then lots of times people are complaining. And of aches and pains. I thought of a question that I had never thought of before, and everybody else may be using it already, but I'm going to put it out there because I hadn't heard doing it this way before, but remembered hearing it. So you're talking about aches and pains, and, so ask a question. I used to dive in and say, well, have you ever heard of Magsteps and magnetic energy and all this stuff? Well, don't want to do that anymore. Ask questions and listen. And so the next question would be, and so what are you doing, to help with that issue? Usually it's doctors and medications. And so the next question is, and how is that working for you? And then that could lead into, are you open to listening about another way of dealing with those aches and pains?
You know, that question, Winona, is the proverbial Dr. Phil, question. If you've never watched the show, and I don't ever watch it either, but...
that's where I got it from. I love him.
When somebody's doing the same thing over and over, that practicing insanity, expecting different results,
that's right.
He responds, well, how's that working out for you? Whatever the case may be, that goofy tone that he uses. And the answer to the question is, it's not working out for me.
Right.
It's not working out at all. When you talk about medications and prescriptions, I was shocked. This is the time of year, at the end of the school year, that this is what, my 6th time now, going and helping, volunteering at our overnight middle school retreat. We go to a camp and utilize the facilities, and there's no educational value to it whatsoever, other than it's really cool to see, part of Oregon that most of these kids have never seen. But we're there for, 26 hours or so, and we're now up to 3 nurses that are on call that go with us, that are moms, that handle all the medications, and then if one of the kids gets hurt, or, this year we had a parent get a bee sting, and, that kind of thing. But the pile of medications on one of the tables was enormous, absolutely enormous. And I'm looking at several of these kids have, 2, 3, 4, 5 medications that they're taking. And I looked at both of the nurses, one whom I know pretty well, and I said, do you think it has something to do with the food that these kids have started their lives on, 12, 13? All of them have been born from 2000 onward. And the amount of additives and junk that's in our food. And both of them looked at me and, in sync said, oh, absolutely, it's the food. that's causing the shift to them becoming dependent because their little bodies won't produce, you know, and they said it's just, it's ridiculous. And, you know,
that's the inflammation, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's where self-care, you know, asking those questions of saying, you know, there's got to be a better way, you know, than doing this. And, you know, those kind of things come up, especially, you know, with adults that are prone and prone to, you know, just doing what the doctor said. So, you know, and Winona, I know for you that being one who spent years of your life taking care of, you know, people that were, you know, dependent on others, but you saw just turn around in, you know, introducing the Niken solutions for folks that, you know, were open to it. But again, I love the fact that you're saying, you know, being able to, rather than saying, hey, have you ever heard of, you know, magnetics for wellness, just asking where they're at. Because a lot of times if people say no, well, where do you go from there? That question is, how's that working out for you, what you're doing? It's a much better way to go.
And you were talking about the waterfall, and I love the new waterfall. And as a nurse, and, you know, having learned about inflammation through and energy, the body as energy, through signing on with Niken 18 years ago. And that was a whole new, because I was totally Western-trained nurse at that time. And just introduced a whole new way of thinking about how the body works. And now everybody is agreeing that all the chronic disease starts with inflammation, but then the solutions that they're trying to pawn off on us are just going to create more side effects because they want to put us on drugs for inflammation. Like, they want to put us on statins to cut down on inflammation. Well, why not do what the body needs and clean out the environment and give us more energy with the magnetic solutions and the wonderful water. And I remember when we first got the Pimag water, learning that people can avoid having limbs chopped off due to the sugar disease because they sat on the water and they have been able to cancel surgeries because they're getting clean water. And so all of a sudden the body is getting the fluids that are moving. I don't know if we still have to be all that careful about particular plants, but, you know, that's the use. I can learn a whole new language with me again about not using diagnostics. And,
you know, I think in that realm, Winona, I think more and more people are realizing because it's commonplace for folks to, you know, losing toes or fingers because of blood sugar issues, and being able to simply suggest or mention, hey, you know, there might be a connection with this, you know, being hydrated, getting the body to detoxify itself, getting the inflammation out so that the body can function at a normal level, and it does come down to water. And
getting the good energized water in. And I don't know if people are aware that, I believe I'm correct in saying this, but the sugar disease is responsible for the number one surgery, I think it's number one surgery that's going on now, and that is kidney surgery.
Yeah, and we're seeing it time and time again with people. You know, I know I've talked about this before with the statistics in Hawaii. There's not even enough kidney dialysis clinics to service. There are people dying in the state of Hawaii because they cannot get in to get hooked up for kidney dialysis fast enough. And yet there are more kidney dialysis clinics in that state than there are workout facilities, gyms, and places where you can go to exercise. Yep, there's still not enough. And why is that? Because this is raises the question, why in the state of Hawaii are they dealing with such, you know, catastrophic numbers for kidney dialysis? Well, number one is people are becoming more westernized, adopting the Filipino, the Hawaiian, the Japanese descent folks are adopting more to a Western-style diet, getting away from the fruits and vegetables, eating, you know, way more meat, and then on top of that, the amount of farming that is taking place and the chemicals that are being used, the herbicides and the pesticides that are leaching into the water supply, is tainting things so that the water is, you know, not as good as it used to be, but they're just not drinking as much of it. And when you're in an environment where it's, you know, paradise, as they call it, and you're not consuming enough water, it takes a toll on the system.
Yeah. Probably drink more Coke and less of the coconuts that now we know. Things that we can eat, drink.
You know, and Dr. Ash last week on Stump the Doc, you know, reported that it's one of those crucial factors that, yeah, we all know we should be drinking half our body weight in ounces, and then for every, you know, caffeinated beverage, whether it's coffee, tea, pop, whatever, we need to, you know, drink an extra couple glasses to help neutralize and flush that out. And our society, we don't do that. We're not doing that on a regular basis, and we don't realize how detrimental it is. And you know, I couldn't help but notice we're working in a snack shack and watching these kids, you know, purchase all this junk, and it, you know, it's just like, oh my goodness. How is this going to affect them? Well, later, actually it was the next day, one of the nurses was talking about one of the kids who, you know, got sick and was vomiting, and she point blank, first question, and she's way more proactive, even though she's a Western trained nurse, she said, you know, what did you eat? She's like, I want to find out what contributed to this. You know, and when he went through his list of junk prior to dinner, he just ate too much, and his body was exhausted, because of being outside in the warmth and running around and sweating, and then hearing, you know, a box of candy, and then chasing that down with a root beer, large root beer. And she said, well, this is obviously not something your body's used to, so it's expelling it back out. You know, think about drinking water. Oh, absolutely not. I mean, who on earth would be drinking water? And I noticed that the camp didn't even have the water station set up, so maybe it wasn't as warm as, you know, they're used to, or they're, you know, they just didn't have them turned on. The water fountains were not turned on yet.
Wow.
Yeah, huge factor. So what are the kids left to do? Well, they go drink, you know, what's in the vending machines, or they come in and order the fountain drinks. We served more Italian sodas than we ever did before, the previous times that I've worked in the snack shack. So, again, you know, it sounds so simple and trite, when I wanted to be talking about that, but as we go into the summer months, water is one of those huge factors that we need to raise that question for people and say, hey, what do you do for water? You know, and see where the answers and see where the conversation goes.
Dan, yeah. I have a question about what you said about the new water bottles, because I have not been keeping up. Just starting to get back to doing that. So when did the water bottles change? The last water bottle that I have, and I have some new ones, because I've been able to sell them because they don't work that well. So when did the new ones come in, and what's the cost of those now?
The cost actually went down, the cost went down slightly in November of 2015, but they changed the styling. There was three component changes on the water bottle in I want to say it was October of 2014, if I remember correctly. And the three changes were this: one, they got rid of the little check valve or the little breather valve. So when you're pushing, squeezing it or sucking on it, or air is going back into it, it doesn't sound like a friend of mine, Paul Briggs, you know, sound like mating dolphins, you know, or chirping dolphins. There's no sound to it at all, so it's completely quiet. And then on the actual bottle itself, they increase the density or the structure of the part above the black band, so it's physically impossible to squeeze up there at the top portion of the bottle. But the lower portion of the bottle, they made that thinner plastic or thinner rubber, plastic I guess is what it's made out of, so you can squeeze it really, really easy. And so therein, it's easier to tip it up and both suck through the straw, the snout, and squeeze it at the same time, so you'll get water. You'll find it's much easier. Because when you're dealing with people with smaller hands or elderly in the community, it is hard to squeeze.
Yeah.
You know.
And try to squeeze
yeah,
it.
So with that being said, being that the top surface or where the lid screws on, you can't squeeze that, so you can't compromise the structure, the shape of the roundness. So you know it's not going to leak there as long as you've got it tightened down, good and snug. But the bottom, being able to squeeze it when you tip it up, allows the water to pass out much easier than it ever did before.
So the check valve and the bottle, the structure of the bottle, and what's the
Thing? Both above and below the black band where the magnets are inside. One, the bottom portion is thinner, the upper portion is thicker. So it's easier to squeeze, and then you don't have to worry about compromising the shape. So the lid's not going to, the threads aren't going to be, tweaked at all. But I really love the fact that that little valve is, because how many times did our daughter, when she was younger, stick her little finger and push that little valve, that little seal in, so that it was just a wide open space. So when I tipped it up, boy, I got soaked. And so that's no longer an issue. And,
And there's a magnet. Now, they bought a bottle, didn't used to have a magnet on it. We had to buy a case and fit.
That was years and years ago. This bottle, since it was introduced, the Pimax Sports bottle, has four, what are they? Are they 3,200 Gauss magnets? It's actually the strongest magnets we have with any product, as far as the size and the Gauss strength that they put out. But there's four that are embedded into the side of the bottle, the ring of it.
Wow.
There's a black rubber band that covers them up, which consequently, when you're done with your bottle, or if you've worn it out and there's no label on it and you're time to upgrade to get a new one, take just a regular saw or a good serrated knife and cut before you throw it away and, into the recycling bin or into just regular garbage, cut that band out and throw it in your washing machine. You'll find you use, oh my goodness, half to three quarters less of detergent. You can actually go to using no detergent at all, and your clothes will still get clean. The magnets in that band placed in the washing machine will do two things. One, change the structure of the water, so it'll pull the soil, the negative bacteria out of the clothes. But then as well, if they're heavily soiled, there's any iron ore in the fabric themselves, it'll pull it out and it gets stuck to the magnet. So it's been a great secondary product, one that my mom was adamant that she thought Nikan should introduce a laundry ring and utilizing that same concept and idea. So we use it all the time. It's fantastic. And you know,
for that, because I was thinking, gosh, what a waste, as I've got a couple of new bottles that, as I said, I couldn't sell, that I had on hand for people or for me to use, and then I just stopped using it because it was so hard to use. So that's why I carry my water, but it's so much more convenient to have a water bottle. So thank you. Now I can take that off in my washing cleaner and
You're welcome. And just so people have an idea, it's hard to explain this sometimes over the phone, audibly without a visual. But again, if you just basically take a knife and you're cutting across right where the black rubber band is that's on that bottle, so you're going against basically chopping it in half, and cutting it twice, so that you're left with that, half inch wide band, and the magnets are encased in the plastic underneath of that. And it'll work the same way in the dryer for cutting down static electricity. For some of our fabrics, we've discovered there's no static electricity left, but some of them, depending on the fabric, what they're made out of, they just kind of produce that. But it's a great solution, for that. And to help people get away from using dryer sheets, which are extremely toxic environment. And, you can size people up really quickly if you happen to be walking through a neighborhood and someone's doing their laundry. You can smell that being pumped out of the dryer. And if there's no, fragrance at all, then it's kind of a given that somebody's not using dryer sheets. So if you don't know them as a neighbor or it's one of those things, you can say, hey, I can tell that you don't use dryer sheets. Are you concerned about our environment and what we're doing? And there's all different ways you can strike up conversations just with that alone, for people that, are more aware of what's going on, in that
Ben?
Realm. So, yes.
Ben, I'll chip in here. One thing is I like to tell people, make sure that you cut, a little distance from that band, that black band, but also to smooth off the edges, because they might be sharp. Don't whittle on it with a knife. It's better just to have somebody saw it in that place. Makes it a little bit more, smoother. Makes it a little bit smoother anyway. But I always filed mine down so they didn't catch on anything. And there's a lot of children that are allergic to laundry compounds. And some of them, they don't even know what's going on. But when you get one that really knows and is trying different laundry compounds and they can't find anything to use, you can use it without any laundry compound. And to finish that off, I just had to bring up the picture the other day, about 2 days ago, so I will shoot that to you, and then they can see what is collected off of it. Anybody that walks out, even hikes, is going to have that. And my question has often been to them, have you ever stepped down and just felt like this instant tiny prick? And it can't really be something in your shoe. It wasn't that kind of a point, but just a little, just almost like a little tiny sting. And almost everyone has said yes, and there's nothing there. Well, there is something there, and it's so minute you can't see it. End of story.
And you're referring to this little tiny thing as what, Mom?
A piece of ore. A piece of iron.
Right.
And that's what the picture shows. It's blown up many, many times, and it shows it's the magnet. What you're seeing is the magnet that was in there, or is in there. And on the inside of it collects the static.
And, when it comes to anybody who lives outside of the city limits and who's on a septic system or a drain field, dumping extra laundry detergent and into your washing machine just completely cuts down and neutralizes the natural process of that drain field for it to function and work properly. It's one of the things our family has done for, hand soap. We just switched over to the environmental, soap that Costco sells, and we use very little of it. But it's one of the biggest factors of dumping in as far as getting that septic system to actually to function and work properly can greatly increase its ability by just not putting as much soap in. And we as Americans, if you go by the instructions on the box or the container of how much detergent to add, you're completely, not only for septic systems in our drain fields, but as far as the wear and tear of that machine. Talk to any appliance repairman or repair person, and they'll tell you, oh yeah, you need to cut that in half, or maybe even, trim it down by 3/4 of the suggestion. So again, these are fun conversations, and a lot of people in the summer months will hang their laundry out. That's one of the things that, getting in these conversations about how to segue, you know, does Nikon really have a laundry solution? No, but we can utilize, you know, something as simple as the bottle as part of that in, you know, raising the consciousness of that. What would that number, you know, be? How would that translate into what's being dumped back into our system or what's not being dumped back into our system, you know, if we could, you know, increase that number just even by a small percentage? So I know there are a lot more great ideas that are out there, and you guys are being way, way too shy today, other than Winona and Mom. Love to hear some of your things that you're going to be doing this summer. And thank you, by the way, for that correction, Dee. The strength on the bottle, the magnetics that are in the bottle, is 4,200. I knew it was something, you know, 200. But I can't remember if it was 3,200 or 4,200. It's 4,200 is the Gauss strength. It's the strongest magnets we have of any of the Nikon products. So it's something to remember. And that's why one of the greatest benefits of the water bottle is magnetizing that water before we put it into our bodies, is it's going to, that's where we're deriving that energy from, coming out of the bottle.
Oh, and maybe you should say, that you do need to wipe those little nodules off when they're fairly covered with the iron that comes out of the ground. And the easiest way is, what I do is just a rag with a little bit of sticky, any kind of soap, sticky soap, that will just pull it off. You have to wipe a couple of times. That's where I said they could make a different one, because it'd be easier for a larger person to get a larger hand inside that circle to clean them off. That was, you know, the big thing for me, that
yeah.
Some people would take a couple minutes to clean it off periodically.
And if you've
depending
got
on how much it's there.
Yeah, if you got teenage boys who are, you know, getting their clothes really dirty, or if they're an athlete, and especially if they're doing football or soccer, or staining, you know, their jerseys, or if your husband, you know, works outside and gets clothes, you know, pretty soiled, you'd be surprised how much of that translates into the little, you know, really, really fine iron ore into the wash. And, you know, utilizing the magnetic ring out of the bottle or from the bottle will pull that right on out, and it doesn't get just continually circulated around into the wash. Mom, let me, you know, put you while you're on the line, since everybody else is being pretty shy. What are some of the things that you do differently that you find easier in the summertime, in the summer months, to you know, getting off property, per se, but what are some of the things in conversations out prospecting or following up with your own customers that that is more of a summer activity than the rest of the time of year?
You know, if there are people that I already know, I say, oh my goodness, we haven't talked forever. Do you have a couple minutes for some updates? You're going to love what's happened. I mean, that's an easy one with people I already know. And I don't think I've ever been turned down. Maybe somebody's busy at the moment and they'll say, can you give me a call back tomorrow morning? You know, it would be a better time. Or just crossing paths with people, or them calling us or seeing them when you're out and about and saying, hey, you just reminded me. I wonder if you've been updated yet. And, you know, that's just a logical thing. That's just pure service for people, because knowing that the prices have been sliced and there's lots of people that don't keep in regular contact, they may order once a year or twice a year. Our products last forever. And the new technology, I mean, I showed them to a gal that was a gold in our business. And she says, wow, those look completely different than what I'm wearing. I'm still wearing a pair that's, you know, I bought, 15 years ago. And right after they brought them into the States from being the original Japanese one. And I said, you won't believe how fast these work, Edna. And she goes, really? And I said, much, much faster. But the other part of this is no longer a static magnetic field. Look at this. And she says, oh, my goodness. And so I showed her how to, you know, trim it down. She made sure she got a pair that was large enough because the lady had a larger foot. And she says, whoa, I'm going to get me a new pair, she said. And I know a few people that have got the old ones, quite a few people from way back. And she says, I'm going to let them know. Well, being as old in her organization and having a large selection of family down to the great-grandkids, look what could come out of one conversation.
Mm-hmm. You know, I found myself explaining that to a truck driver in Alaska yesterday who got in touch with us somehow. I really don't know what the connection was, but he wanted to order replacement, you know, seat cushions, the Kinko seats, because he said somebody decided they needed mine more than I needed them, and they took them out of my truck. I went, oh, that's a bummer. And he said, but they were old. He said, they were at least 20 years old. And he said, and I could drive, you know, my regular six-hour shift without any aches and pains whatsoever. He said, I'm not, you know, as young as I used to be. And as we talked, he said, do they still have the insoles too? And I said, well, actually they do, but with the same thing with the seat cushion, they've upgraded and changed the magnetic design. And the insoles we have now that we've had for the last couple of years, they actually, the whole entire surface is not magnetized, but there's individual magnets, but they're not connected. So that you've got a north and a south that actually move when we move. And when that occurs, it throws the magnetic field, the penetration, further into the body, thus creating a better reaction with the body. And I said, you know, right next to the one that's called the M-Strides, there's a little video that explains, just 4 minutes long. And I said, if you click on that, you'll see what I'm talking about, how these two magnets, they interface with each other. And I said, you'll get a, and he said, oh, okay, well, I need to get some of those as well. And, you know, and again, I think, Mom, the biggest thing is that question of reconnecting with people and say, hey, do you have time for an update? Because, you know, even if you just talked about the bars alone, you know, people are very aware of what they're putting in their body. And someone shared with me yesterday, they said, hey, it's that comparison sheet you put together that's excellent for people to see that, you know, a zone bar has 61 different ingredients. That's atrocious. Absolutely atrocious. I mean, even if they're good for you ingredients and they're all 100% organic, that's ridiculous. So for people to hear an update that, hey, we have these now. We have a really good, you know, healthy solution. And again, I'm having to keep Addie out of ours because she'll just eat them nonstop. And, you know, that can be kind of costly. I want to utilize the ones that I ordered as, you know, samples for people. Drop them in the mail or hand them to somebody and say, hey, check out this. Tell me what your thoughts are on this. And get them, because that's another potential customer that we can get on auto ship. Because ordering the bars straight up as a customer, I mean, who would want to pay an extra $10 when they can save $10 just by adding it as an auto ship order? So those are kind of the things that, you know, the conversation starters that we can, you know, go into people. You know, hey, do you have time for an update?
Hey, Vance, you know, you just made me think of something. I like to treat our trainer, our computer trainer, and so when I walk in there, I say, you know, here's a thanks. I love the service you give me. And there's another one that fills in sometimes. And I flipped them the other day a tube of the, before this was just before the bars came out, a tube of the 10-4. And they said, oh, good. And I said, I hope that's what you're already drinking, Casey. And he says, oh, yeah, it is. I love it. Absolutely love it. And so I told him the bars were coming out. And I said, I'll see that you get a sample. You can split it with the two of them, cut a piece off of each one. Or you could, you know, hey, $1.34, I think is what it was for bar cost when you, at silver and above, when you back out everything, at doing it as a, ordering it as a customer, under a customer, and with the discount, and then taking out our commission that we get, the rebate that we get paid, that doesn't even cover the cost of a CD or anything else that you might do for them. So to say, hey, which would be your favorite, chocolate or a tropical fruit? And say, here, I really appreciate you. People love to be appreciated. When they're working in a store like that, there's really very little appreciation shown. And so that I will just start to do for the people that I see repeatedly, that maybe I haven't even gotten any place with them, but they're regularly at that cash register, or they're regularly in that store that I go into, and just say, the big thing about this is, well, it's several things. It's the ingredients, it's the lack of a number of ingredients, and I don't know how much you watch, but I never paid that much attention to all the bars anymore. I had one that I picked up. I knew it didn't have soy isolate. I didn't know it had 17 ingredients because I was reading the front of the label for all the things that it didn't have, and it wasn't organic either. And so I'm just going, oh my gosh, I can't believe how dense I was. So there's a lot of people out there that don't have a clue about the basic things that are going into our products and that we don't need and the things that we should have. And I couldn't believe Jeannie Zidane when she said to me, I only ate half a bar. And I was, you know, when you stop and think about it and eat it slowly, she says, I was totally satisfied. And I tried it just to say, well, it didn't satisfy me in private to her. And I ate a half a bar, and that was it. Mindful eating is another one. And when you give it a few seconds, it registers with your brain. I really am satisfied. And I can't remember. I didn't time how long it lasted, but it certainly got me to the next time I was ready to eat. So, you know, all kinds
and, you
of
know,
benefits.
The whole concept of what we're putting in our body, going full circle back to what I observed are these, you know, middle schoolers, these junior hires, and the amount of prescriptions and medications they're taking, and what's going into their bodies. You know, any child from that's born from the year 2000 forward, statistically, one out of three of them will be a type 2 diabetic by the time they graduate from high school. And we're right on track in some areas of our country, and you know, culturally, depending on their lifestyle and what they're eating, they're even higher than that, and then some are a little bit lower.
What was that year, Vance?
From 2000 forward. So anybody born from you know, the turn of the century, from the year 2000 forward, those children, by the time they graduate from high school, one third of them, statistically nationwide, will be a type 2 diabetic. They will be on, and they've got all different kinds of ways to mask it by not using that word or that phrase type 2 diabetic. They, you know, say, oh, we've got some, you know, blood sugar issues I'm dealing with, so I just take this one little medication. It's basically to keep the pancreas and all these other functions of the body working. But again, it's a chemical. And it's a drug, and it's a medication, and it's again, as Winona said, it's causing inflammation in the body. And, you know, some of these kids don't stand a chance because their parents don't realize. You know, 25% of children's vegetable intake at one point, I don't know if it's statistically this high, but 25% of their vegetable intake was coming in the form of French fries. I mean, that's just ridiculous. So when it comes to food, having a healthy alternative and helping educate people to see that, hey, this is, you know, do people, you know, one ingredient food is a foreign concept to a lot of people. A one ingredient food would be an apple, a cucumber. You know, there's only one ingredient in that, and that's all, you know, food. You know, part of the reason that we plant a garden every summer, is not so much so we can, I mean, I love the food that we get out of it, but we have access to a wonderful community, you know, food recovery program where we get a lot of organic. Most of the stuff that comes in there is organic. But our daughters know where food comes from. it's not coming from the grocery store. And there are a lot of young people that are out today. They have no clue, absolutely no clue whatsoever. And so we have an opportunity, again, in the summer months. You know, there's another question. Do you garden? You know, why or why not? You know, that's one of the things that is the excitement that a kid will see, or that you'll get to see and experience when a kid digs up the potato plant, and it's like digging for gold, you know, that excitement, because there's food there. You know, it's absolutely wonderful for them to understand where they come from. Eric Schlosser, who wrote the book Fast Food Nation, you know, one of the greatest things that he said we can do for future generations is garden. You know, allow them to see where their food comes from, or at least educate them on where it's coming from. And organic.
Is that one third or two thirds?
One third. You're back to the
diabetic.
Okay.
Yeah,
one third.
So.
One out of three. And in states like Alabama and Mississippi, it's actually higher than that because of the diet, and so much of the food that is consumed is fried. And therein lies, you know, that's what Alan Fujioka had said to me a few weeks ago when we were talking about in Hawaii. What they're seeing is that the diet, more and more people are adapting over to that Western diet of fried foods. Statistically, take a look at Kentucky Fried Chicken, I know it's not called Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore, KFC, compared to Chick-fil-A. And Chick-fil-A is outselling them 3-1 right now. Why is that? Well, part of it is because Chick-fil-A has more of a streamlined menu, but it's healthier. It just tastes healthier. And I never, ever eat at KFC. And Chick-fil-A just opened in the Portland market, so it's kind of a novelty at this point. But when you look at their menu and when you taste the food, it's just better. There's other factors going in why they're outselling it. Is service. Service is the number one thing that they do better. But again, it's just a healthier option versus eating fast food as far as eating a burger of some sort. Anyways, I don't want to get into that. But there are healthier options out there, and I know that chicken is just as bad as red meat in a lot of ways, especially the way it's processed. But there are ways that we can help combat this, and a lot of it goes into asking questions, stimulating, you know, conversations to get people to think, because the norm for a lot of people in our culture is to eat fast food or eat on the run way more often than not, and picking up stuff. And I'm finding more and more people are realizing, hey, you know, I can make something from home that's healthier, that's more nutritious than just getting something on the go. And when, you know, the people that aren't in that category, you may find yourself, you know, beating your head against that proverbial concrete or brick wall, because they don't understand what they're doing to their body. But those who are open, especially if they've got kids and grandkids, to healthier choices, then it's a totally different story. And those are the ones that are going to be more open to self-care and to the wellness options that we have, you know, through Nikon, especially.
Hi, Vince. Could I use 2 minutes before?
Absolutely.
The Ashes program is almost 11. I would like to have some discussions on the summer trade shows, or big or small. Any kind of suggestion, I would like to hear that.
As far as running, manning your own booth, or as far as going to trade shows, or both?
Variety of trade shows in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of it, Molly, for us when we go to events like that is the conversations that we develop with people. I know that years ago when my parents would work, had a booth at the Oregon State Fair, most of their great contacts came from the other vendors and the conversations that they were created, you know, in talking to them and communicating to them. It wasn't so much from the people attending. So as a tourist or as an attendee, someone attending an event like that, it's the conversations that you can create with people, especially if it's a, you know, there's more and more festivals. I know even in downtown Portland, there's more festivals that are taking place. And Portland just, well, their motto is Keep Portland Weird. So anything that's unnatural or just against the grain, it's commonplace. So being able to create a conversation and ask questions about, you know, integrating our solutions into that.
Or give them a compliment, something that's going, anything that's going through your head. You like her skirt or her pants or the color of it or the hairstyle or, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter what you say as an opener. Not at all.
You know, I think a simple one is, you know, how much my feet hurt after working in a snack shack for 8 hours, but being on concrete. There were no, you know, little chunks of padding or anything. And one of the other moms, who's one of our customers, said, well, Vance, don't you have your insoles? And I said, I do, but I'm not used to standing on concrete, you know, for 8 hours and moving around, you know, in that environment. And so going to any type of trade show, being able to ask people that question, hey, you know, this is later in the day. Are your feet sore yet? Are they bothering you?
And if you want a softer one to start with, my opener, and I forget how often I use this, how much longer have you got to go?
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You look like you're tired. And you can tell by looking at them, oh, I'm close to the end, you know, and then it can go right into something else. But it doesn't matter what you say. It does not have to be even directed at New Kent initially. And you may just have a friendly conversation the next time you go into the store at that same time. You got another night shift, you know. It's just a comment, and it'll go right into a conversation.
The success of the people that are utilizing Dave Stoltz's customer acquisition program. I forgot what the title of it is now again, but it's really focused on getting insoles. You know, several new. You know, you decide how many per week, but several new customers a week just based on a pair of insoles. And, you know, when somebody says no, just back away and say, oh, okay. But if they're open to checking out, you know, the difference that a pair of insoles will make, getting them in, you know, in their shoes, and then following up within a few days to a week later, you know, somebody that's working a booth at a trade show, oh my goodness, they're definitely going to notice the difference in a very short amount of time.
So you would take some already ready-to-go shoe insoles?
You know, you can work both ways, Molly, going to it with the intent on having some on you or simply saying, you know, I don't have a pair on me, but I think I have some in my car. Let me walk back out, and if you're open to these, you know, because then you're kind of taking it away. You've already offered them a gift. But if, you know, taking it away a little bit and saying, you know, asking that question, if you're open to this, I could go get them if you'd like. Really? You do that for me? All of a sudden, you're creating a relationship of offering them a gift. And that's what, you know, of course, you exchange information. There's a lot of different ways to do that. And again, not everybody's going to be exactly the same. But as I mentioned last week when, you know, Gary Bolton and I were talking about this, following up with the gal who cuts my hair. She's the one that brought up the conversation of being tired, you know, having her arms being sore. And so it's been over a week now. But I just haven't made it back to that area of town yet. I haven't made it a priority because there's too many other things going on. And so that's where, and again, I know people who do it both ways, either having them always on them when they go to an event like that, or otherwise being able to get information and follow up with them later. So I want to encourage everybody. Time is of the essence. We're out of time this morning, but I want to encourage everybody. Sit down and think about it. If you haven't posed those questions to yourself, what are some of the things, or even one thing that you can do differently this summer as people are more out and about, they're more active, to ask questions, especially segueing the concept of self-care into that conversation and being able to, you know, segue Niken into that. We need to challenge ourselves to do more. And it's a ton of fun when you see the customer numbers as not only the numbers of customers, but the customer volume. When we watch that grow, watching our commission checks grow as well because of that extra 25% that we're gaining from them. And I haven't found anyone yet that says, no, I don't want to give your information to me. I don't want to become a customer. Because look at the waterfall filters alone. That's only available to customers via AutoShip. So, and I know that we're going to see more of things like that. That, you know, different perks, different benefits for just being a customer alone. So, anyways, we're out of time. Have a fantastic, wonderful Memorial Day celebration. And please, do all of us a favor. And if you have connection with a veteran or a serviceman or woman that you know, please thank them for their service, especially this weekend. I know several that I'm going to be in touch with, dear friends of ours that have served our country. And it's just the right thing to do. So have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Finish the month up strong. And we will talk to you next Saturday, if not before. So thank you, Winona, and Mom, and Molly, for contributing. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you, Vance.